Traders. I am Emily Vani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Thursday, March 24th. Rally, rinse, repeat. It seems markets took a bit of a wash yesterday, with all three major indices closing in the red. This after posting gains on Tuesday. Investors continue to weigh inflationary pressures and developments in the war in Ukraine. Bill, we want the latest. So what is happening in the markets this morning?
Hi, Emily. How you doing? Yeah, I'm watching the S&Ps. We look good this morning. They're trading higher. We're up over half of 1%, so that's a positive. Screen looks green, and green screen is always good for me. We got a slew of economic reports coming out, and that's key to, you know, extending a market move on any given day. You've got these NATO discussions that are being closely watched right now, because any of these Russian headlines that come out, they can create volatility in the market. So you got to keep one eye on these Russian news stories that are coming out, especially with a NATO meeting today. I see that the Russian stock market opened up for the first time, you know, in weeks, and it supposedly gave solid gains. But you got to remember, short selling was banned, and, you know, foreign investors were not allowed to sell any positions, and they didn't open up all the stocks. They just opened up really the energy stocks, the ones that they knew would probably see some, you know, positive price movement. But that market, you do not want to be long. I'm watching oil. Oil's ticking higher in Europe, but it's really caught, you know, in a quasi environment between supply concerns and the prospect of, you know, an Iran deal or a prospect of a deal with Venezuela. You're looking at, oil prices. They're essentially flat this morning. West Texas is fractionally lower, and Brent crude is fractionally higher. So you're not seeing a whole lot of activity in there. They're waiting for some momentum, some type of catalyst to create a directional move in oil. Looking overseas, Tokyo rose, 70 points. Hong Kong dropped about 200 points, which is almost 1%. London stocks are trading a little higher. It should be expected, because, you know, it's a very heavily weighted index on energy stocks. Germany, you know, was higher, and then it pulled back, and it is starting to reclaim some of their gains. That Daimler Truck company released earnings, and they had a really strong earnings report. So that's why the German indices were higher earlier. They have pulled back, and they're now down, you know, about 0.25%. But that's what I have for you in terms of market update this morning, Emily.
And Bill, let's turn to some earnings action. There is a bunch of notable reports that came out and some to look forward to. So, Bill, what should we be watching there?
Let's start with Fuller Brush, ticker FUL, Frank Underlary. This is just a good, solid little company. They beat by 7 cents. They did it on higher revenue. Stock hasn't opened up yet, but, you know, the bid offer is $3 higher than where it was on yesterday's close. So, yeah, Fuller Brush came through again. Ollie's Bargain Basement, that sticker, OLLI, Oscar Larry Larry India. They beat by 3 cents, but they did it on lower revenue. And that stock's down 1.65% this morning. KB Homes, that ticker KBH, Kilo Boy Henry, they missed by 9 cents on lower revenue. The housing party might be over, but that stock's down 3.28% this morning. Movado, ticker MOV, Michael Oscar Victor, they beat by 48 cents on higher revenue, but they're comparing it to last year's report, not the last quarter's. But either way, that stock's up 5.5% this morning. Darden's Restaurants, that sticker DRI, David Richard India, they missed by 17 cents on lower revenue, and that stock's down 2%. It's really hard to judge these restaurants. You know, the amount of food, you know, keeping track of food waste, very difficult to do. FDS, they beat by 30 cents. Frank David Sam, they did that on higher revenue and they raised guidance. You're looking at shares of FDS, and they're up 0.73% this morning. You know, on Monday, we got some interesting earnings coming out. Science Applications, that's ticker SAIC, Sam, Apple, India, Charlie. Their EPS estimate is $1.18, and the expected move here is 7.13%. Dave & Buster's, ticker PLAY, PLAY, Paul, Larry, Apple, Yellow. Their EPS estimate is 59 cents, and the expected move there is 11%. This could be very interesting. And on Tuesday, we have Lovesac. That's ticker LOVE, Larry, Oscar, Victor, Edward. EPS estimate is 54 cents. And the expected move here is 20%. So, yeah, a lot of good earnings upcoming early next week, Emily.
Bill, you mentioned in the opening that there are a slew of economic reports to watch today. Give us the rundown of what we should expect there.
Yeah, at 8:30 a.m., 1 hour before the market opens, we get the report on durable goods orders. We also have the jobless claims report, the weekly jobless claims reports that's due out. At 9:45 a.m., we get the PMI composite flash. This is the early report on the PMI for March. And then we got a number of Fed speaking. You know, at 9:10 a.m. this morning, Minneapolis Fed Bank President Neil Kashkari will be speaking. Then at 10 a.m., we have Chicago Fed Bank President Charles Evans. And 11 a.m., we have Atlanta Fed Bank President Rafael Bostic. These are three key Fed members. You know, Neil Kashkari is one of the smartest guys in the group. Charles Evans is very solid, as well as Rafael Bostic. They don't go crazy with their predictions. They give you solid, you know, ideas. And when they change their feelings, they tell you. But they're not one-sided, dovish, or hawkish. They really give you a good analysis of what they're expecting. I mean, obviously, Jerome Powell's hoping to create, increases in interest rates into a soft landing, you know, and avoid a recession. You know, oh, it's been done before. Yeah, it was a different environment than before. And the real issue here is supply chain logistics. It's that, and I don't know if, you know, raising interest rates will really fix that. So, you know, we'll wait to hear what these guys say. Want to see their views and what they say about the coming interest rate situation. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic reports, Emily.
Bill, you are able to break down your earnings rundown for us, all those economic reports and events, and you also are able to break down, through the wealth of information out there, the hottest headlines that could move the market. And you're able to do this using your Newswire alerts and breaking them down so you can see the most important information by sector, by event, by earnings, by buyback, by guidance news, doing all that using your Newswire alerts so you can catch that important information as it comes in, because there is a lot to sift through. So, Bill, I know you're doing that this morning, as you do every morning. So what do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
Hey, you know, I'm looking at various sectors. You know, I mean, the semiconductor, you know, index looks good this morning. You know, the airlines look okay. But, you know, the FANG stocks, as I always pay attention to, because they really do have the ability to set the tone and the direction for the market. And you're looking at that index today, and you're seeing gains in all the FANG stocks. So that's very positive. You know, you're looking at Amazon, you know, I see a Morgan Stanley note that, you know, they're saying that fuel costs unlikely to change investment profile of Amazon. That's a positive statement, especially because of fuel costs being what they are. We're looking at, you know, Facebook. You know, Facebook's advertisers are starting to see a recovery after that whole Apple, you know, mess that's going on, where they pulled their ability to, you know, provide demographics of their clients. I mean, you know, there was one report saying the cost of acquiring a new customer unexpectedly began to fall, and that's positive for the stock. And, you know, they're saying the ad performance has actually got better. So I'm not quite sure what Facebook's doing in their algorithm, but they did something positive because, you know, the people that are advertising with them are now starting to see gains. That's very positive for the stock. You know, a story like that, because that leads to, you know, additional, you know, advertisers willing to spend more money. And you're seeing the stock up 0.6%, could go higher off of this news. Google, ticker GOOG, Spotify is in a deal with Google Play. And Google is going to allow them and their users to use its own payment system. So you could use a Spotify payment system, even though you download the app on Google Play. That's, you know, Apple, I'm sure, doesn't like that, but it's a good for Spotify, and it's a positive for Google. Netflix, I see Cowan sees, you know, potential upside on the revenue if this password sharing test, well, you know, that they're putting out there, if this works, yeah, you're going to have to see increases in accounts for Netflix. That would be very positive. And, you know, Tesla, I mean, the SEC came out and they said, you know, Elon Musk's Twitter activity should be monitored. This is with the agreement. He agreed to this. He's not following it, but we'll have to see, you know, what the follow-up, how the SEC handles this issue. In terms of the Dow Jones 30 index, you know, we're just looking at shares of Boeing. That former BA pilot was found not guilty on that 737 MAX criminal trial. Chevron, now, they're California workers. That sticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-ray. They're California workers ratified their U.S. oil producers' last and best and final contract last night. So that's positive. You know, and Chevron's going to meet with Truist tomorrow. So, you know, you've got a little momentum here. And, but I do believe that oil prices really are the main catalyst behind this stock right now. But this is some interesting news. McDonald's has has a deal with Beyond Meat, you know, for those McPlant-based sandwiches. Guess what? It's underperforming. Franchisees sales said, you know, that their sales numbers are not meeting what the expectations were for their, you know, fake meat sandwiches. We're talking about mergers. KKR, Kilo Kilo, Richard, they confirmed their interest in, you know, purchasing Telecom Italia in a letter that they sent to the company. In terms of guidance news, we've got to talk about Alaska Airlines. That's ticker ALK. You look at ALK this morning, and the stock is up 2.37%. You know why? Hey, you know what? They came out and the airline carrier detailed its 2022 outlook for capacity and capital expenditures ahead of its investors day. You know, and so everybody's like really, you know, very positive on the stock right now. Darden Restaurants, at sticker DRI, David Richard India, they now see full year 2022 EPS coming in between $7.30 and $7.40. That's lower than their previous estimate and below the $7.50, which the street was expecting. You know, Darden Restaurants, you know, down 1.67% this morning. It doesn't look good for the stock today. And Ollie's Bargain Basement, ticker OLLI, they see full year 2022 coming in around $2.15 to $2.22. The street was looking for $2.33. You know, what can I say? Ollie's Bargain Basement did not come through, down 1.65% this morning. In terms of shareholder activity, Moderna, that's ticker mRNA, they're holding a virtual vaccination day investors event today. It just started, and we'll see if there's any kind of positive activity that comes out of this vaccination day. Alaska Airlines, you know, stocks are, you know, a lot of the good news is out there, but they are holding their investors day. It's an investor relations day, and it's starting today at 11:30 a.m. Eastern time. And Nikola, that's ticker NKLA, Nancy Kilo, Larry Apple, they're holding an investors day today, and that one's going to start at 4:05 p.m. Right after the market closes. So I find that interesting. But you look at the stock today, it's up 17%. The market's looking, you know, for something positive. It won't hold the 17.5%, you know, percent move higher that it's seeing right now. It is going to pull back during the day, but they're looking for something special, something spectacular to come out of this investors day this afternoon. In terms of buyback news, we're talking WIX, William India X-ray. This is Wix.com. Their board approved a repurchasing of 500 million shares. Stagwell, that's ticker STGW, Sam, Tom, Grace, William. Their board approved $125 million buyback. FDS, you know, that's Frank, David, Sam. They're suspending share repurchases. That's interesting. And one thing I want to note is Marsh McLennan, that's ticker MMC, Michael, Charlie. Late yesterday morning, Marsh McLennan increased their share repurchasing program by $5 billion. So that's a positive news, you know, for them. But, you know, it was done during the trading day yesterday, so it's kind of already priced in, but it's noteworthy just the same. But that's what I have for you in terms of news hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual, it's market moving, and our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is now that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
I'm going with Moderna. You know, I'm looking at the stock. It's actually down 1% this morning at 177. I kind of feel this is a good entry point. Anything under 177, I think, would be positive here. Now, you know, they came out, you know, this morning. There's a lot of positive news out there. They have $21 billion in signed deals for its COVID-19 vaccine for this year. They announced clinical updates demonstrating expansion and advancement of its, you know, of its pipeline. That's a positive. You know, they're seeking that emergency use authorization from regulators here in the U.S. and Europe, you know, for COVID shots for infants. And, you know, they're finalizing a strategic partnership with the Australian government. So, yeah, that is kind of positive. So, you know, if I can get in the stock, you know, 176 type area, I think it's going to be able to turn around and start showing some gains this morning. So that's my pick of the day, Moderna 176.
And coming up, we will recap yesterday's pick, a teaser for our listeners. This one was all about the timing, so stick with us to hear how it went. But before we do that recap, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, tossing it back to you.
Okay, let's see what we have here. VZ, ticker VZ, Victor Zebra, that's Verizon. Cradlepoint announced certification of W1850 5G wire band adapter. OSK, this is Oshkosh Defense. The United Postal Service placed its first order of 50K NGDV with Oshkosh Defense, valued at $2.98 billion. Here's one on Uber that's interesting. UBER, under Boy Edward Richard, they reached a deal to list all New York City taxis on its app. So, you know, this marks the first citywide partnership deal in the U.S. That's very positive. Essentially turns those taxi cabs into Uber cars. Alaska Air sees 2022 capacity up 1% to 3% compared to 2019 levels. Lyft, ticker LYFT. LYFT, they announced a partnership to bring spin scooters to its app in 60 U.S. markets. Yeah, that's not as big as the Uber news. Eli Lilly, ticker LLY, Larry Yellow. Their lung cancer drug was rejected by the FDA, citing a need for a diverse trial. Pfizer, ticker PFE, they were granted FDA breakthrough therapy designation for one of its vaccine candidates. Oh, this is kind of big. Alcoa, ticker AA. Morgan Stanley takes chips off the table, cuts mining industry view to in line. So they kind of feel that the mining industry firms like Alcoa, they're priced to perfection right now. They're going to have trouble continuing this rally. NVIDIA, ticker NVDA. You know, it has 1 trillion ambitions, and that's, you know, making, you know, that's a big number, 1 trillion. Only a couple companies have that. So Google, moving movies and TV shows from Play Store to its redesigned TV app. Deutsche Bank closed its Buy Idea Catalyst call on Welltower, ticker WELL. Spartan Nash, ticker SPTN. They announced the extension of a contract that they have with the U.S. Defense Commissariat Agency. Sportsman's Warehouse Holdings, that's ticker SPWH, Sam Paul, William Henry. Board just announced a $75 million share repurchasing program. That's all I have for you this morning, Emily.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Micron. Bill, you were looking for a price under $78. You were hoping the stock would pull back a bit from the open, giving guidance that we should watch it around 10 a.m. in the morning. And then from there, you thought there'd be a chance it could see some gains in late morning, early afternoon as that Senate hearing progressed, but those gains may not hold. The hearing was with the Senate's Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee and was entitled Developing Next Generation Technology for Innovation, and it included CEOs of Intel and Micron, amongst others. Timing was everything here, Bill. How did your call work out?
It worked out very well. I mean, the stock opened up at $77.86, and then it just simply sold off. But that was due to the market conditions. And, you know, I was prepared for that. I was like, listen, this thing's not going to open up at this price and then just jump. No, it's going to pull down. It's going to have some, you know, selling pressure in the morning. And around 9:50, I started looking. I was like, okay, now this looks like a good entry point. And I went long at 9:50, 9:51, and it started upticking, and then it just turned and it dropped a little bit. And I was shaking my head, but then that 10:04 hour happened and it just started to bounce. It started to climb, and, you know, and it, you know, rose from, you know, that's 76.10 mark, where I got in, and it actually climbed all the way up to $78.22, you know. So that's like a couple points right there. And that was a real positive move. I didn't hold in, obviously. I just grabbed $1 and walked away. But, you know, because I can't get greedy. You know, you make your 1%, you make your, you know, the dollars that you're expecting, and don't try and get out at the high of the day. Nobody can do that. Everybody knows you can't pick the bottom. You can't predict the bottoms, and you can't predict the tops. It's impossible. But you can do something in between. And that's what this trade was. You know what? You knew the event. You knew that the market was going to be weak. You waited. You waited for that weakness to shake out a little bit. And then you went long it. And then you just ran the roller coaster higher. And it was a nice trade. It was a nice profitable trade yesterday. That Micron ticker MU, Michael Lunda.
Bill, we will check in with you tomorrow about today's Moderna pick of the day. Thank you, as always, for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswire's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Vani, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.